those who are truly born again and who love Jesus Christ have two things in common. The one is that they love one another because they first love Jesus Christ. If we love Jesus Christ and we are born of His Spirit, then we love one another. We love the others that also follow and obey Jesus Christ, those who belong to Him, because we have that in common, that we love Jesus and we seek to please Him. Jesus Christ said, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." People who belong to the same group love one another. They tolerate one another. They support one another because they are of the same group. But they exclude others that are not of that church or of that group. If we have the love of Christ, we do not exclude others. We love them with the love of Christ. But we do not go along with the things of the world. We do not participate in the pleasures of the world. Because we love Jesus Christ, we do not love the things of the world. Because if we love the world, then we do not love Jesus Christ. If we love the things that worldly people do, then we are of the world and not of Christ. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 2 verse 15, "Do not love the world nor the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God lives forever." Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out, so that it would be shown that they are not of us. If we follow Jesus Christ, then the world will reject us. People will reject us. Jesus said that if we follow Him, then we will be hated by all men. But His disciples will be known because they have love for one another, even though the world hates them and rejects them. Many people join up with those who follow Jesus Christ, but very soon they find that they cannot fit in. They don't want to follow Jesus. And they leave. They go out. If you follow Jesus Christ, you will find yourself lonely and alone most of the time, because people will not like your company. If you treasure the company and the approval of Jesus Christ, then the Antichrist will hate you. The Antichrist Christians, the fake Christians. There are many who profess to be Christians, but they don't follow Jesus Christ, and they cannot tolerate those who do follow Him, because they are not of His sheep. Many of them are very religious. They are church people. They are Bible students. They know their Bibles very well. But they do not have the Spirit of Christ. And they will reject you. They will prove from the Scripture that you are not of Christ. Exactly as the Pharisees also proved from their Scriptures that Jesus Christ was not the Christ. He was not Messiah. And they crucified him. Exactly the same. The false Christians are anti-Christ. They are pro-Bible and pro-church and pro-religion. But they are anti-Christ. As long as you talk about your Bible and your church, then they go along with you. But as soon as you talk about Jesus Christ and following Him, hearing His voice, being led by the Holy Spirit, then they reject you, they persecute you, they avoid you, and they go away from you. And you find yourself alone again. If you follow Jesus Christ and you love Him, then you will find others who are true brothers and sisters, who have love for one another, but you will be hated and rejected by the worldly Christians who go along with the world, who love the world, who compete with the world, and who love the things of the world. Those who truly love Jesus Christ are a special people, a royal priesthood, who walk with God, who love Him, who are pure and holy, who hate sin and the world and the things of the world. They belong to the kingdom of God and they seek the approval of God, not the approval of man. Are you of the kingdom of God? Do you love the true followers of Jesus Christ? Are you persecuted and rejected by the false Christians? And do you not fit into this world? Are you of the kingdom of God? May Jesus bless you.